Washington, D.C., 20525. Thank you.
Again, repeating the hour's top story, a volunteer search effort in Atlanta has turned up some new possible evidence, some bones and some clothing found near an interstate highway in Atlanta. They've been turned over to police for tests. Over the course of the last 19 months, 19 bodies have been recovered, two kids still missing. I'm Jerry Lopes, and this is the Sheridan Broadcasting Network.
5 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, I'm going to switch right over to JW with some news update.
Thanks, Jock. WESL in the St. Louis metropolitan area is deeply concerned about the slain and missing kids in Atlanta, Georgia. Won't you show your concern by donating a dollar or more to this most worthy cause to aid in the investigation to bring to justice the person or persons involved in this most heinous tragedy? You can bring it down to WESL Studio, 149 South 8th Street in East St. Louis, Illinois, or 3131 Olive in St. Louis, Missouri. We have in our studios right now Mr. Earl Boyd of Edwardsville, Illinois, and he has a message, and it goes like this. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. I would just like to say to all the Christians in the metropolitan area, which is supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ, let's come out and support this worthwhile effort.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Back to you, Jack.
The 360 Brake, now serving the metro St. Louis area with four big locations. 360 Brake is a Bonded Missouri State Inspection Center. All work is guaranteed. And if your brakes only need adjusting, 360 will adjust your brakes for $1. And now 360 installs car burglar alarms as low as $49.95. Open 6 days a week where your master charge and Visa is accepted. Call 533-1950. 360, now serving the metro St. Louis area with four big locations.
Let's take a look at the St. Louis metropolitan forecast. Clearing and cooler today with a high in the upper 50s. Cool tonight with the low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with the high in the 60s. Currently, 47 degrees.
And that's news update. Yeah, JW, Dr. Jock inside the studio right now. You left me, caught me off guard there, sir. So the museum is located over at Regal Sports at 3131 Olive. We got 3 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And we're inviting you to get up out of bed before you go to those shopping malls and spend all your money for those who are going shopping today. Well, you know, this is the end of the month. There's a lot of checks out there. Now, all we're asking for is $1. Asking, we're looking for any city officials from the east side or the St. Louis side or Madison, Centerville, to come on down and make a donation. Any precinct commitment, any public official, any minister, anybody from any clubs, organizations, such as VFW, the American Legion, Chamber of Commerce, we're challenging everybody out there who's concerned like we are. We're going to send this money down to Atlanta to keep the search going until that person or persons are caught. WESL Radio's on 1981, 2 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. WESL, East St. Louis, serving the greater St. Louis metropolitan area. Good morning. Pretty soon it will be good afternoon. I'm the Dr. Jock and Cy, along with JW, located inside the studio of ESL. Gentleman Jim Gates, Uncle Michael, Regal Sports, 3131 Olive in St. Louis. Come on by, gang.
There's some people in the area. Hi, baby. Come back here. I'll let you get away there, clean. Come on over here by my ass. I can talk to you. We got some more people. We got Gwendella Morrow gave us $5. And Mr. Scott gave us $5. Sergeant Luther Smith, $2. Dunlap, $2. Humphrey King, $5. Victoria Roberson, Lee Wilson, $5 and $2. Fred and Bessie Wilson, $20. And got a lot of names. Smokey just gave us $5. And Rita Wilson and kids, $5. And what is your name, please? Charlotte just gave it.
I gave you $3 for my family.
Thanks a lot, Charlotte. All right, so pretty.
The last name on that family.
Huh?
The last name on that family.
Oh, okay. She got a, what's the family? Rita Wilson and kids. Well, this is Charlotte. What's your last name, baby? Charlotte Anderson. She's going to write it down right now from her family. They gave us some money. And Mr. D, $10, huh? All right, I can dig with that. Thanks for coming down. Come over here, man. Let me ask you something. First of all, who's this with you, by the way? Hello, darling. Yeah. Well, everything's okay. This is from the heart, I guess.
Oh, yeah, of course. Atlanta is a beautiful city, and I don't think that know, if we had that problem here in St. Louis, people would get out and come out a little bit quicker. If they haven't been to Atlanta, they could understand. Just like you said earlier today, they're not partying down there. And that's all that is. It's a party city. It's a black city. And I feel they really do need to get this situation under control. Way out of hand.
It's outrageous, as we would try to say. Thank you. But you got the name. He got the name here. He got it right here. And we'd like to thank you, Mr. D. Well said, brother. Well thought of, too, I'm pretty sure. Charlotte Anderson and the family, again, thanks a lot for your donation to the Atlanta WSL Atlanta Fund. We appreciate that. A lot of folks are coming through. We'd like to thank the Dietary Department of St. Luke's Hospital. Gave us a total of $23. And, of course, Cheryl and Mary and all the gang gave us $18. Big Will, of course, gave us some money. Becker and Radford, real estate investors, $25. I'd like to thank them for dealing with us. And Lorraine Jackson, a dollar. Asking everybody at least a minimum of a buck. If not, you know, hey, whatever you can. Hopefully, if you can spare it, you know, a dollar per member of everybody's family. We're not really trying to bust your financial institution or such, you know. But do what you can. Mr. D, thanks for coming down. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Atlanta Concern Radiothon from WESL in full swing after 12 o'clock right now. We've been on there since 10. We'll be on until 6. Thanks a lot, bro. Tell you what, I need one name here. Yeah, right there as our little personal receipt. And we thank you. Got $10 more to go in the kitty for the kids in Atlanta and the situation down there. We're trying to alleviate that situation. Joggenstein's back at the studio at ESL. They're conducting the Radiothon in East St. Louis over there with 3131 Olive. Thanks a lot, Jeff. We'd like to thank Regal Sports for letting us use their facilities over here for the Radiothon. And we'll be around until 6 o'clock. And if you're driving around under the sound of my voice and somebody's already called you, come on by and drop off what you can because it's desperately needed. We're not trying to raise $100 million, but whatever we can do for the black community in St. Louis to help Atlanta helps us also. Joggenstein, I know you got somebody back there with you.
Oh, yeah. We're ready. Who you got, JW?
Oh, I got, what's your name, man?
Robert Jones.
Reverend Robert Jones? Where are you from?
East St. Louis.
East St. Louis? Okay, how much you going to donate today, sir?
I'd like to donate $10.
$10? Right. Thanks
did
so much.
Did you say Reverend?
Reverend.
He'd probably have a prayer for you, you know?
You have a prayer for him, sir?
Sure.
Okay, come on in. Okay, before we get to the prayer, let's see who else we got here. Sir, what's your name?
Kenton Jones.
Kenton Jones? Where are you from, Kenton?
East St. Louis.
East St. Louis? You got something for us today?
Donate $5.
All right, thanks, man. Okay, and the Reverend, what'd you say your name
Robert
was again?
Jones.
The Reverend Jones has a prayer for us today. The mic is yours, sir.
Father in heaven, we're asking you to be with the hearts and minds of each and every individual of this city and throughout the metropolitan area. Open their hearts that they will give all that they feel that they can that will be necessary for the cause of the families in need in Atlanta, Georgia. Be with them, keep them, and guide them in each and every way that you see fit. These things, vaccine in thy son, Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, thanks a lot, man. John?
I'm thinking,
WESL, speaking about 7 minutes going past the hour of 12 noon. The Dr. Joggenstein, we got ministers coming down. We got children from different schools that are challenging school. We had some kids come down from Dunbar Elementary School. They challenging all the elementary schools. And who else? We had some businesses. My man, Shaq Cropper from his construction company and challenging all the construction companies out there to donate some money. And, I mean, this is really make me feel good on the inside, and I'm glad to be a part of this Radiothon, and glad to be a part of the greatest radio station in the nation, WESL. And I'm located right here in the studio, 149 South 8th. JW is here with me, Disco Jabby, and
A lot of people coming in and out. Ladies in, with rollers in their hair. And still looking good, though. This is a beautiful cause. And Gentleman Jim is broadcasting live right now from Regal Sports at 3131 Olive James. Let's see if we can get these names, please. Get the ladies' names. Ladies, you have to go back in there and tell them your name. And they're one of the young ladies from Eastside High School.
My name is Philomena Johnson.
Philomena Johnson. Where are you from, Philomena?
East St. Louis.
East St. Louis?
Yes.
She's a big-time reporter, too, you know. Philomena's a big-time reporter.
Are you?
Yes, I'm still reporter for the Monitor newspaper. And last year, Jack came out to East St. Louis to my English class, and we were doing... You know, we did a report, and he was my guest, and he was telling us, you know, different things about the city.